Sharon Osbourne, your television career is firing on all cylinders. The talk, America's Got Talent, you're looking ahead to a Who Wants to Be a Millionaire gig. Did you ever expect this?
Never. It wasn't in my game plan at all. It's, I'm glad it happened, but it was never anything that was planned.
You started out in the music business.
In the music business, in management and records, and just never ever thought that I would be in front of the camera. I was always behind.
How was it in the early days getting started in the music business? Were there many other women in the role that you were in?
There were. At the time that I started out in management, there was probably two other managers. One of them was married to Billy Joel at the time, and she managed him. And it was very tough because I was the daughter of, my father was a very famous manager and entrepreneur in the music industry. So I was his daughter, and it was always, well, you've got to have a meeting with her because you know who her father is. So I had to really make it on my own to get respect, because you have to earn that respect. So I had to know what I was talking about and be on my game to be respected.
You had to be better than everyone else.
Everyone else, and you have to be tougher, because that's just the world we're in.
You're credited with taking your husband's career to a new level when you started Ozfest, and you were managing him from the very beginning. How did that all come about?
Ozfest started because there's a festival called Lollapalooza, and they used to have very diverse acts on, you know, one stage you'd have the chanting monks, and then you'd have Tom Jones, then you'd have Soundgarden. So it was very diverse, and it was like the big summer gig to get. So I wanted Ozzy on that festival, and they turned around and they said, oh no, we don't want him. And I was like, okay, I'll do my own festival. We don't need you. And that's what we did. And it was, you know, it was 13 years it was going. So it was very successful.
Now, you went in front of the camera for the first time with your whole family in the reality show The Osbournes. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, that was in 2002.
And that got you sort of interested in a television career? Or how did that happen?
No, it was actually, it started because the kids and Ozzy did an episode of The Cribs on MTV, and it was the most requested crib show that they had. So then they came to us and said, we want to do something with you. What can we do? So then we came up with the idea of, well, just do a long version of The Cribs. But I was never in it. And then when, obviously they moved in the house, so the cameras were everywhere, and it really wasn't, you know, I would go out, I'd go into my office, they weren't allowed in my office, it was only in the house. So it just was, I don't know, you know, a fluke that I connected, and it worked very well for me.
And then you did the British version of the X Factor, which
yes.
Was kind of a good fit because it's about music.
Yeah, it was the perfect fit, and I had 4 great years on that show, and was just a brilliant time.
And how is it now working with Howard Stern on the show here?
It's easy for me because I've known Howard for 25 years.
Right.
So it's just very easy. Excuse me. I get on with him very well.
You've worked with Ozzy. You can work with Howard.
Oh, listen. It's like guys in this industry, it's like, okay, they have worse egos than any woman you've ever met. And you let them think that they're the best, and that's it. Then you've won.
I'm trying to think if there's anything else I can squeeze in here. Now, let's talk about the talk for a moment. It's an ensemble talk show. So you're working with your family, then you're working as part of a panel. And now it's a whole different dynamic, isn't it, with the talk?
I tried a talk show on my own. It lasted a year. I wasn't very good on my own. And I thought that I was done with daytime TV. And when this opportunity came for me, I was really happy because there was no pressure. It's so hard. People do not realize how hard it is to host a show when it's just you.
But now there are 5?
And it is, it's a gift of a job. It really is, because it's not a job. You know, it's a pleasure, and we have fun, and we're irreverent, and I love it.